vibes, it's not hard to find. There are people now misusing their time, giving more attention to the worldly life than they before the promise eternal life. People choose to satisfy their own desires, committing acts that lead their sort of fire. What's unwise and even alarming, they'd rather spend their time for wandering. They're preoccupied with their own worldly vision. They say they need work, they don't need religion. Shops everywhere open 24/7, but they're almost empty 24/7. People of this world, young and old, people's love for God is growing cold. But we're not of this world, we're INC. Let's love on the God fervently. Deep within ourselves, are we following God's romance? Are we following His will? Do we live according to the Holy Scriptures? Do we love our brothers and sisters? In God's promises, do we have faith in every aspect of our lives? Do we always pray? In our duties, are we doing our part? Are we serving God with all of our heart? How God sees, change what we see. Is the worship service the highlight of our week? Are we united with the church administration? Are we helping in the work of propagation? Be obedient, that's the key ingredient to live a life that's free from wickedness. Let's fulfill His commands with our passion. Okay, not by words, but through action.
Promised us salvation. Those who are obedient will always be loved and blessed by God. His blessings flow unto us. They are countless, immeasurable. Listen. The rain will pour in, so does God's blessings descending from heaven, because we're obeying God's lessons. His endless blessings flowing like rivers and streams of water, promised by the Father to his obedient sons and daughters, fortified, certified members of the Church of Christ. Heirs to the crown, heirs to the promised eternal life. Take it to the place where we finish the race we've won, reigning like kings and queens. God's kingdom, sadness, madness, trials and strife, there will be no end of glorious life. There's no reason to be fierce. All life may be bleak, but the life to come is far greater. Dwelling with God, our mega grandest and our savior. Forever free from all forms of wickedness and dangers, blessed with the rest from all of our labors. Follow His commands and see the promise we want. So smile, you chosen people of the Lord.